thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
If any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself. You must take up your cross. That's from Matthew 16:24. Surrender is not the same thing as passivity. God's will for your life involves exercising creativity, making choices, and taking initiative. Surrender does not mean being a doormat. It does not mean you accept circumstances with resigned patience. Often, it means you will have to fight to challenge the status quo. It doesn't mean that you stop using your mind, stop asking questions, or stop thinking critically. Surrender is not a crutch for weak people who cannot handle life. Instead, surrender is the glad and voluntary acknowledgement that there is a God and He is not you. His purposes are wiser and better than your desires. Jesus doesn't come to rearrange the outside of your life the way you want. He comes to rearrange the inside of your life the way God wants. In surrender, you let go of your life. You recognize that you are no longer the center of the universe and you put God there. You yield to Him. You offer obedience. You do what He says. Jesus was very clear on this point. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies to self, it produces many seeds. That's from John 12:24. How do you live a productive and fruitful life? By dying to yourself daily. D.L. Moody said, "The world has yet to see what God can do with one person who is totally surrendered to Him." Today, kneel and pray, "Lord, take me, shake me, break me, and make me what You want me to be." That's a prayer He will answer. Surrendering to God from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.